does not end DACA by Tuesday, several states have said they'll challenge the program in court. In Washington, Caroline Shively, Fox News.
A big birthday is about to be celebrated at Atlanta Zoo. That's where giant panda twins, the only pair in the U.S., turn one on Sunday. Visitors will be able to make the pandas birthday cards. Pam Puso, Fox News Radio.
News Radio 690 KTSM presents the El Paso History Show with documentary filmmaker Jackson Polk and historian Melissa Sargent, streaming live at ktsmradio.com. Brought to you by ephistory.com, the website for archived podcasts of this radio show and DVDs about El Paso history and heritage. ephistory.com. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, making the old Griggs recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services, providing affordable photographic and digital inventories of your home, office, or collectibles. Call 915-581-7099. And by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Now, El Paso History with Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, it's radio. It's radio.
It's radio. Yay. And it's dry.
Whoop-dee-doo. Well, yeah, compared to some people we know.
Boy, I tell you.
Wet people.
It was gritting nails and teeth last weekend.
Because you had your children down there in that area. And also, there's another one looming in the Atlantic we don't want to know about.
Well, hopefully it'll break up and just become a tropical storm by the time it hits shore.
That's what they said about the last one.
No, they didn't.
Well, no, they hopefully part.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to radio here, Melissa Sargent. Good morning. We're having fun already. Are we having fun already?
I think so.
What's going on here? You know, the live show, KTSM AM 690 as always, which has been the traditional way to find this.
Yes.
You can only be like in New Mexico or Texas, West Texas.
Or maybe Deming as you're driving
Old
west
Mexico.
Or you're down by Fort Bear.
The other
me,
one, Van Sports, Horn,
yeah,
somewhere down
like
in there.
That, yeah.
And that's a pretty good signal. I mean, you can actually hear this thing up in Santa Fe if you get on top of one of those little hills.
I know, yeah.
That's a pretty good skip up there. But however. Where else?
We're worldwide. We have the internet to connect with now, and you can go to ktsmradio.com and listen to us live on your computer or download the iHeartRadio app, and you can take us on your smartphone, tablet, anywhere you go. You can listen to us anytime, or you can listen to KTSM Radio all week long.
Just plug it right in your ears.
That's right, and just take us and listen to us. Just keep it all the time.
If you have hearing aids like some people I know, you just plug it into something that's always on.
Yeah, whistle.
Oh, no, how do I turn this off?
No, anyway. Hey, trivia. We got trivia?
Oh, we've got lots of trivia today. And for both hours of the show, the first caller with the correct trivia answer to the trivia question will have the option today of either a $20 food coupon from Pepe's Mexican Restaurant in Canyon 2 or an El Paso Gold DVD. And we've got several titles. And I'm just going to read four today. We got the Women's Club, Tom Lee's El Paso, Ghost Stories Volumes 4 and 2, and Crystal Ray, because we're going to be talking about mountains, Waco tanks, and the smelter, and gunfights of the Old West.
Also, to mention it, Tom Lee's El Paso airs Sunday night on broadcast on KRWG 22.
Perfect timing.
And it's up there in Las Cruces, but it also comes on El Paso cable. Unless you have basic, it's not there, but if it's on the HD version, you have cable in El Paso, you can get the Tom Lee's El Paso Sunday night, 10:30.
They're
running all of our stuff Sunday nights between now and the end of October. And in October, we're going to run all four of our ghost videos. Gee, what an idea.
What, don't they run it on Saturday also?
No, it repeats. Every Sunday night show repeats the following Saturday at noon.
Noon.
So today,
somebody was asking me, and I couldn't for life.
Noonish today, you can hear whatever was on last week.
Because I had two ladies asking me after you left last Saturday.
McGoffenholm will air this Sunday at noon, and Tom Lee will air the following Saturday at noon, and it gets complicated. But if you really want to know the details, ephistory.com, I have it listed there, all the KRWG times. On the front page of ephistory.com.
Great.
So go there or be square. All right. Pepe's for lunch today. How about that?
That sounds good.
We can do that because Pepe's expecting us and we're expecting Pepe. So
yes, and a lot of people show up and have a good time. So it's a lot of fun.
It's good food out there. We all know the history.
We all talk history. And
the history of the food is Griggs. That's always cool.
Oh, yeah.
And you run into some of the most amazing people out there. I ran into a guy named Jim Tolbert out there one day.
Who?
Look, there he is. Jim Tolbert, good morning. How are you? Good morning. Welcome here.
Glad to be here.
And I saw you at Pepe's, a month ago, six weeks ago?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you were just kind of like chowing down like everybody. That's good food, isn't it?
It's wonderful food.
Oh, my goodness. And you can sit there This segue, watch this segue. And you can sit there and look at the mountains out the window.
That's right. Hey. And the Camino Real, because you're sitting right on the Camino Real.
You realize that? She's right. You sit on the Camino Real when you're at Pepe's.
Really?
Yeah, think about it. Pepe's is next to the railroad tracks, which is next to the river, which is where they would have driven those ox carts as close to the river as possible. And the old highway went right under what is now the strip mall that Pepe's is
That's
in.
That's right.
6761 Donovan. And the original highway, the Donovan Highway, was built right on the Camino Real, supposedly.
They may have sat there and had Pepe's, you know?
Sergio, what happened to this microphone over here?
We lost him.
We've got to talk to grab another mic if you have to, Jim. But in the meantime, we need to talk to you about the celebration of our mountains. Pick a mic, either mic.
Can you hear
there
me
There you
now?
Go.
Can you hear
okay.
me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear
me? Well, tasting, one,
Horizon.
Two, three.
Speaking of Pepe's, we call it tasting, not testing.
Okay.
All right.
There he is.
The thing about today, the celebration of the mountains has become an annual event, and it's something that was started at UTEP, right?
It was something started by Dr. Phil Goodell back in 1994, and it's continued until this day. I became the director in 2009. And have just tried to keep it up. And every year it's been getting bigger and bigger. I'm very pleased with it. And this year looks wonderful.
Well, you're a hiker guy to begin with. So this fits your plan of life anyway, didn't it?
Well, sure. Plus, there's lots of things, a lot of dimensions to celebration of our mountains. There's not just hiking and mountain biking, but, there's some history involved.
What kind of history are you looking at?
Well, we've got a trip to an old silver and copper mine in the Little Hachitas that's coming up.
What's a Hachita?
Those are the mountains just west of Palomas in Colombia.
In Columbus?
Columbus, yeah, excuse me. Yeah, and silver, it started about 1875.
Really?
And this group went in there. They were mining silver and copper. They eventually moved up to Eureka. Farther north in New Mexico.
So these hikes are starting to spread out a little bit. You're not just talking about the Franklins.
Oh, no. This year we published the programs over at the Guadalupe Mountains Park.
Okay.
So it's really extensive.
The whole point is to celebrate the mountains because we have them and very few other people do. We might as well take one of our major assets, which is our mountain region, and promote it.
No, it's a great asset. I think, as you all have pointed out so often, is that El Paso could gain a lot if it did something about its historical or heritage tourism. And in the same way, I think we can promote our natural history tourism, our environmental tourism, because we have a lot of opportunities for hiking and mountain biking, plus some very rich history.
Well, the thing is, a lot of the mountains have been where some of the history has occurred. You look at like Fusselman Canyon. Mm-hmm. You had a Texas Ranger get shot because he was chasing cattle rustlers over the mountain.
Right.
And back in the day, before
they didn't have Trans Mountain.
Well, they did before the road cut.
That's right.
Before the road cut at Trans Mountain, that was a cattle rustler path to go between like Canyatillo and Isleta and bypass El Paso, and the guys with the cows pushed those cows up and over that hill somehow.
That's right. They would hide out in the bosques. Either in the upper valley or now the lower valley. Of course, we're suffering from loss of those bosques, but fortunately we have the Real Bosque Wetlands Park, and we have, in fact, tomorrow we have a trip down there to see burrowing owls.
Talk about that particularly, because it's a celebration that we should talk about. All of El Paso at one time kind of looked like that, didn't it?
Well, a lot in the, certainly in the river valley.
That's what I mean, down in the valley.
You had the bosques.
Explain that to somebody.
Well, basically they're wetlands. They're lands that where you can have a lot of water settles. They're by the river. And so therefore it supports the migration of birds and animals. And
like Keystone Heritage Park now is a wetland.
That's exactly right.
It's a big wetland right now. Our lake is full. It's beautiful.
Is it?
Yeah, I had a tour there with some kids just a few weeks ago. And there wasn't much of the water because what it does, it dries up in the summer and then it fills up when we get rains because it's fed both by spring, underground rivers from the Rio Grande when it's flowing, and then from from the mountains when you get this rain. Now it's a huge lake. It's beautiful. The birds are all happy.
Well, just to finish the thought, it was a location for ancient people mm-hmm. because it was in an intersection of a runoff from the Franklins
yep.
and the river, and it was just slightly a little higher right there.
That's right.
So they didn't get too wet all the time,
nope.
but they would walk 10 feet and get some fish or whatever.
They were smart people. They built up. Away from the river.
And what's there now is an archaeological site that you really can't see above ground, but it's been proven with radar and also some excavations.
Well, they found someone that got washed out when the Corps of Engineers came through and they're getting ready to build the Keystone Dam. And you can see how they did a dog leg on the dam because they found the remnants of cracked rock, which had been washed out after a big storm, and they had seen it, and they did a little bit more excavation, and they found what were the remnants of pit huts that were dug down in, and they would have put up over them like wickies that would have been branches and limbs and things where they had dug down into where they lived and then been covered over by limbs and mud and such.
Well, it's the kind of house you got to keep rebuilding, but
yeah,
when it
year.
Rains, if it's built up, it'll yeah. it'll hold for a while.
Yeah, it'll hold for a while.
And there's that kind of archaeology all over El Paso. By the way, in Archaeology Month, we're next in October. We got lined up all kinds of people to talk about archaeology
yeah.
around here. But back to the mountains particularly, Jim Tolbert is here with us, and the idea of the mountains to be celebrated. We are unique in Texas because we have the mountains.
We have mountains, exactly.
I mean,
oh,
look
my
at
gosh,
it,
yeah.
And I take an attitude with the rest of Texas, obviously. I mean, Texas history begins in El Paso. There's one. But also, the rest of Texas has to look up to us. So there. And I don't care what they think because they don't care what we think.
Well, I mean.
It's even.
It's like when you live here in El Paso, and we are basically at the base of the chain of the Rocky Mountains. When you fly to Colorado, you basically just follow that chain all the way up to Colorado.
With the beginning or the end, depending
upon
your
yes.
attitude,
I,
right?
I think the base, because we hold up the rest of the world.
Uh-huh. But the Franklins are a biggie, because this town basically was known for being up against a mountain kind of thing, with a river next to it. Initially, tell us about celebrating these mountains. How many times have you hiked to North Mount Franklin, Jim Tolbert?
North Mount Franklin, a couple of times.
I've only been once.
Yeah,
I'm not going again. Next time is in a helicopter. I mean, I did that too, but we didn't land. The thing is, though, North Mount Franklin is unusual. That was a 7,200 foot high top of a mountain, and it's not that anymore. Do you know why?
Well, because of
a bulldozer.
A bulldozer went up there.
And he took off 8 feet.
Mr. Knapp.
And they had to take off. They had to change all the maps. I found an old map with 7,200 feet on it. And now the maps have to say 7,192. Because with that bulldozer, he was flattening it out to put in communications towers. I mean, I guess he thought he was going to broadcast to Albuquerque or something. He might have. Anyway, tell us some more things about the celebrations coming up. What do we have? List some of the hikes, if you don't mind.
Well, sure. I mean, we have a lot of our usual hikes and mountain bike rides. I mean, this year, once again, we'll be going to the prehistoric trackways. The BLM is leading that, and that's up in the Robledos. We always do a couple of hikes. We used to do a lot of hikes up to the crash sites in the mountain.
The B-36
is
up B-36, there off
B-24.
Of Stanton.
And sadly, we lost Carl Putnam, as you know.
Yeah, I know.
And sadly lost him. And he was the one who would lead all of those hikes. And then, unfortunately, this year, because of Robert Diaz of the El Paso Historic Society, we'll still have the B-36 hike. And the added dimension that Robert, of course, will be talking a lot about the history of that.
Yeah, because there's a historic plaque up there, and then there's also signs and such for the trail going up. So,
yeah. We'll have our usual Tin Mines hike. Always have to do that one. And we're also going to have, once again, yoga on the rocks.
Oh, no.
Now, that started.
That hurts.
That started back in April.
Is that a good idea?
Yeah, well, it drew 60 people back then.
Are they all dead? What?
Well, they're pretzels, Pretzels can sit on rocks and whatever. But we started that back this last April when we were cooperating with the city of El Paso.
That could be kind of fun, I would think.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, very
Did
simple.
You do it?
I can't do yoga.
Okay, okay.
Get in that lotus position, you get locked.
I'm too old and plump.
But the thing is, you've got a lot of innovation going on here because people are jumping into it with their particular idea. Yoga, let's go. Yoga Eyes the Mountain or whatever.
Are you doing any of the driving tours?
Not this year.
Oh, okay.
I know what you're talking about. Phil Goodell used to, and then Eric Kappas used to take people beginning around Rim Road and drive them around the mountains through Trans Mountain and down to
where? What? Wait, I don't know where you're going.
Yeah, we're going in a circle, basically.
Trans Mountain Road down.
Oh, go down Rim Road, through, and come back up over Trans Mountain.
You mean up to Tom May section?
They go past the Tom May section.
Okay.
And then they go to Cristo Rey,
okay.
And they come back to and finish the tour.
Well, you can see a lot that way.
You learn a lot of geological history that way.
You know, actually, you could post that on the website, too. That's something that people could do a map and just post it, and people could drive that
anytime. Speaking of websites, Phil was in here a few years back talking about this. He said, you know, there's one road cut up on Trans Mountain Road has its own website. Mm-hmm. It is so unusual.
Really?
As you start up from the east side toward mm-hmm. west, and you go past the museums there, and you take the turn, and the first big road cut you come to, the first one, look at the geology that's in that road cut. Because it's incredible to see the layers of stuff
stacked.
That went on. It's not the same piece of stuff throughout.
No, it's
it
not.
Just changed over time, and there's your record of it right there.
You can
there.
See the faults in the rock and everything. It's amazing.
Yeah. It really is. Oh, you stirred up a caller already. 544-5876 gives you Steve. Hey, dude, what's up?
Oh, not too much. Hey, I've got a question about a very old state road. It looks like an old wagon trail road, maybe.
Where?
Where?
It runs north of New Mexico 404. It's really only visible from the air. Very faint. It meanders along north of New Mexico 404, kind of parallel to it. And I'm thinking it might have just been a road that they used when they wanted to go to Las Cruces and not have to go around the southern end of the Franklin.
Well, explain to this geographically uninclined people. What's 404? Which one is that?
Oh, 404 is the road that goes in the pass on the north end of the Franklin Mountains,
Anthony
where Graf. It dips down before it gets to the rising up again to the Oregon Mountains.
So the rest of us call that the Anthony Gap Road.
Anthony Gap, yes.
Oh, there it is. Okay.
Well, you know, you can see those from the air, but there was originally a Butterfield route, I believe, that went from Waco Tank straight to Las Cruces through those mountains. I mean, you can see
that might have been part of the Butterfield group.
Well, Jimmy Bowen's ranch house was a stop of some kind,
but not for Butterfield.
It was some stage stop. He was always said.
Well, there were a lot of people that followed that trail because it was a shortcut rather than going down and around through the pass.
Yeah, and if you had stolen horses, that would be the way you want to go, dude.
Yeah, cattle and livestock, and it may have been also a Native American trail because that's where a lot of the trails followed was the animal trails as well as the Native American trails.
Well, also, this was just a bypass El Paso trail, and I think a lot of people probably used it. And by the way, Steve, of course, you can look at Google Maps now.
I'm looking at that right now.
And see stuff like that. It's just amazing. In fact, I flew out the Franklins a couple of times for a video we made years ago, and I discovered more trails on the mountains that I didn't know were there. So then I went up and hiked them. Sure enough, there was a trail where I didn't think there was one.
Was that to the north or south of that trail?
Steve?
Well, it's actually a little bit on the north side of the road.
Okay.
Maybe a 200 yards on the north side of the road. Very faint.
We'll have to take a look at that, but thanks for...
I'm looking at Google Maps right now.
Thanks for ringing up. Anything else on your mind?
No, that's it. Your signal is very good out here halfway to Lordsburg.
There you go. Thank you much. Well, stay tuned, and we got trivia coming up. You're going to have to call back, though, because we're not going to put you on for trivia. Steve, I believe that was Steve Cry. He is an amazing outdoorsy kind of guy for Waco Tank. I recognize his voice. All right, Jim Talbert's in the house. We're talking mountains. We'll get back to that in a minute, but we need to go sell some soap, dude, by trivia. We're going to have trivia. In fact, I think we've talked about some of these things, haven't we?
We've talked about both of them.
How about that? What is it?
Yes.
What you got?
Okay, the first question we're going to have for our trivia is, name the elevation of the highest peak in the Franklin Mountains. How tall is it?
Above sea level.
Above sea level.
As they say in the aviation business, ASL.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yes.
I was like,
I had to figure that out for a test.
What's that? Aeronautical sea level? Is that what that is?
Above sea level.
Oh, above sea level.
Yeah, above sea level.
Never mind. That's a little too difficult.
Go ahead and do the second question.
Okay, the second one is what happened there to make it that elevation?
Oh, we did talk about that.
We just talked about that.
And there's a bonus question after that if you don't get it. We'll take three callers if they want to. If they have to call us on the phone.
At 915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
This weekend, the Hogs are taking a trip that we call the Alamogordo Las Cruces Loop, and it's full of big, important stuff. First, we head up Highway 54, where we'll pass the world's biggest firecracker. It's big, but not really important unless it goes off. We'll have breakfast in Alamogordo at the Cowboy Steakhouse, where you can see a bunch of hogs make pigs of themselves. After we back away from the feeding trough, we'll head down Highway 70 to Las Cruces. On the way, we'll pass Big Daddy's Flea Market. We would stop and shop, but we have big, important things to do. We're headed for Las Cruces and the world's largest chili pepper. It's 47 feet long, fire engine red, made of 2.5 tons of concrete. It's the reason why Hatch Chili Peppers have turned green with envy. If you're envious too, you can join in the fun by clicking on BarnettHarley.com or seeing us in person at Barnett Harley Davidson. Because your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride. It doesn't get bigger or more important than that.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ready to get back to college and finish that bachelor's degree?
Yes.
Love the idea of finishing your degree online?
Yes.
Does the idea of transferring credits sound like an absolute headache?
Yes.
Then transfer your transfer headaches to us. We're Southern New Hampshire University. We're experts in making sure you get the most from your previous college credits. We do practically all the transfer work for you, putting you on the fast track to graduation.
Yes!
Send us a text and we'll do all the work. Discover SNHU and how much time and money you can save with a no-obligation bachelor's degree transfer evaluation by texting THINK to 554-433. Founded in 1932, Southern New Hampshire University offers degree programs online, making higher education far more affordable and accessible. Say yes to finishing your degree. Discover SNHU and how much time and money you can save with a no-obligation bachelor's degree transfer evaluation by texting THINK to 554-433. That's THINK to 554-433. Southern New Hampshire University. See yourself succeed.
The machine is back at it. Guns N' Roses. Not in this lifetime tour.
Welcome to the jungle.
The rock spectacle of 2017 comes to UTEP Sun Bowl Stadium, September 6th. Guns N' Roses with special guest ZZ Top.
Every girl crazy about it, shine past me.
Get access to preferred tickets with your city card. Buy tickets at LiveNation.com or charge by phone. Don't miss Guns N' Roses.
Yeah!
Our sold-out 2017 iHeartRadio Music Festival.
iHeartRadio.
September 22nd and 23rd at T-Mobile Arena in Vegas.
Let's go!
Keep listening to win a penthouse at Aria Sky Suites.
Yeah!
And a $10,000 gift card courtesy of our marquee partner, Capital One.
Ah!
Ever mean to say, okay, but it sounded just okay? The new Voice Bite app gets your point across by using your voice. Share socially, send private messages, and interact with your favorite radio show or live event. Download Voice Bite from the app stores now.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Hey, we got rock and rolling radio going on here with the mountains. And the mountains are probably one of El Paso's larger assets, if you'll put it that way.
The biggest. Asset.
Well, but the thing is, without the Rio Grande, we would simply be Deming. Bless Deming, but they don't have a river.
That's true.
We have both, so there. All right, it's telling you some things you need to know about KRWG Channel 22. We're continuing our series on that station, and that is our TV documentaries. If you want to buy one, please do so, ephistory.com. If you want to see one for free, go to KRWG tomorrow night, Sunday night, Channel 22, and they're running at 10:30 at night, continuing through October, a different DVD title each each Sunday night of our El Paso Gold Heritage Series. And tomorrow night, it's going to be September 3rd, 10:30 p.m., Tom Lee's El Paso. Now, if you don't know who Tom Lee was, you need to get a book and look him up.
This is a great video.
Walk into the history art museum.
Yeah.
Because he's all over the place. But, you know, I mean, did you ever meet Tom Lee? You did. Back in his...
A long time ago when I was at the YWCA.
Because he was a nice guy.
He was a very sweet man.
He was really cool.
Loved his artwork.
Well, that's what he did. He wrote books. He did a couple of movies. But anyway, Tom Lee's El Paso runs on the El Paso Gold Series tomorrow night, Sunday, 10:30 p.m., KRWG-TV. And we're running one every night through October. And in October, we're going to run all of our ghost videos. Now, you can take or leave the ghost videos, but if you don't know what we did, don't get upset about it until you watch a couple of them.
Yeah.
It's like, we're not out to scare you or spook you, but here's what happened. I would go to places that were interesting history, and like the historian guy with the camera, I was trying to make videos. And then I would say, okay, where's the rest of the information? Like you go down to the San Elizario jail, it had a fire. So all of the records of the county were destroyed in a fire down there because they were in the other room next to the jail.
Yeah.
So what happened here? What am I going to do? So I went and asked a psychic. I said, what happened here? And the stuff they told me was amazing, but the evidence that I shot on video is why I did this.
Yeah.
I mean, you can hear all kinds of interesting stories people can say, make up, or whatever. But she would say, hey, there's something over there pointing in a corner. We take a flash picture and an orb would appear right where she said so. Now, you can call that dust on the lens, but she called it every time.
Yeah, she could point out where it was. Exactly.
Lady Diana Calamia. And so we went into that jail cell, and that was the most amazing thing. Which cell was Billy the Kid's friend in? And so she ID'd that and on and on and on. But it was that's what that was. That's actually Ghost 2.
That's going to be fun.
That's Ghost 2. So that's what's coming up. Enough of that. What do you got over there?
Well, the City of El Paso Museum of History invites the public to the latest Wall of Giants exhibition. First Steps, a commemoration of St. Patrick Cathedral and Cathedral High School. This opened a couple of weekends ago at the Museum of History, and it's the eighth Wall of Giants installation, and it recognizes the contribution that both institutions have made to the El Paso community. I mean, you can't tell me there isn't somebody you run into it wasn't a member of the parish there at St. Patrick or has not gone to, you know, Cathedral High School. I have friends that teach there and everything else.
It's a biggie.
It's a biggie, I'll tell you. And this is a great exhibit they've got going down there. And the St. Patrick Cathedral and Cathedral High School, they've got this continuous mission of serving the community and with building ties that brings both sides of the border closer together because you've had people from both sides that go there or have gone to school there. This Wall of Giants exhibit is part of the project that the museum's been doing for years now, which honors a person, an entity, a location, or event that has had an ongoing impact on the city. And the honorees chosen by the community group called the Circle of Giants. And it's a group of local El Pasoans that help each year pick a new group or person or organization to be a part of this.
Bernie's on it. He was telling me they're going to do every 6 months now.
Yeah, every 6 months. So they're going to change it out even more. So it's a great, great thing. They've got some great things coming up. And this exhibition is a free exhibit. Get down there to see it. It'll be going on through till February of 2018.
Absolutely wonderful. Museum of History. You know, we need to know more about them. We've got David Grabitsky coming in.
New director.
And he's bringing the boss.
Ooh.
Tracy Jerome's coming in with him. So
the boss.
We're going to learn stuff we didn't even know we needed to know, I hope. Anyway, all right, going to the phones here for why. What do you got?
Well, we got a trivia question. And the first one is, name the elevation of the highest peak in the Franklin Mountains.
And it's not a trick question.
Nope.
If you have an old map, you're screwed. Anyway, Michelle got you on the radio here. Michelle, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Hi.
Do you know the elevation of the highest peak of the Franklin Mountains?
Yes, 7192.
She's so smart.
Oh, you heard this before. Okay.
Our listeners Excellent. Are so smart.
And now you know, or did you know already before the show?
Did I know it before the show?
Uh-huh.
Right.
No.
Okay.
See?
So
she
you
listens.
Were listening. This is good. This is good. All right, so you just get a choice of what?
She gets an A for the day.
That. But she gets more than that.
Oh,
she
okay.
called up for more
That's
than that.
That's right. Okay, do you want a $20 gift certificate to Pepe's or an El Paso Gold DVD?
The gift certificate to the restaurant.
Pepe's. And you know where Pepe's is? Pepe's is out there in Canyatillo.
That's all right.
Okay.
Yeah, you get a car, you go. 6761 Donovan.
That's right. Will you stay online? And Shelly will get online and tell you how you're going to pick this up.
Michelle on one gets a Pepe's. Okay, you ready for that? All right, moving on to there's three callers. We have more prizes,
yes,
so don't
go
away. This is for a DVD, right?
Okay, yes, this is for a
what
DVD.
What do we got? What's the question?
Oh, let's go ahead. Okay, the next one we have, the next question. Well, let's put the caller on so they can.
Okay, the next caller was Kay. Kay is on three. Hey, Kay, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for your show.
Well, oh, you're welcome. Well, now the first question, the $20 gift certificate to Pepe is gone, but we have a DVD. So would you like this next question?
I'll try it.
Okay. What happened there to make that elevation a little bit lower?
Well, I have an answer. I don't know if it's the right answer.
Well, let's try.
It needs to be. Come on. What?
Was it having to do with when they created Trans Mountain with the dynamiting and making Trans Mountain?
No. That's farther north.
Trans Mountain is the road. This is when we're talking about the top of the mountain. What happened at the top of the mountain? I'll give you one more shot at it. And third caller, don't go away. We got more stuff for you.
Well, okay. Let me try.
Why would the mountain elevation be lowered on the top of the mountain?
Well, it used to be an ocean, and it was a reef, and it collapsed.
Okay, you didn't listen earlier. I'm sorry, Kay, but thank you for trying.
Sorry.
Let's see if the next guy. And keep listening, because we do have these answers on here. So thanks a lot. And call us up next week, Kay. Appreciate it. All right, moving on to whoever's left is Robert. Hey, Robert, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Robert.
You want to try that question? We got a bonus trick question for
what
you.
What happened to make that elevation on Franklin Mountains lower?
They bulldozed it and took 8 feet off.
That's
exactly right. Okay. I happen to know the guy who was driving the bulldozer, who I will not name. I'm serious. He told me he did it, and I believe it. I also know a guy who used to go up there at night and take the distributor cap off of that bulldozer so they couldn't bulldoze it. I met him, too. So there was a real controversy. There's a real controversy about that mountain at the time. But you know, you already got yourself a prize. Pick a DVD here, dude.
Did you say something about Tom Lee?
Yes, we have a Tom Lee video.
And Tom,
I'll take that one.
It's a great video.
One of the icons of El Paso history. My God, that he was an artist, of course. And that's how he was better known.
Well,
but
he's an artist, a journalist, a novelist.
Yeah, he wrote books.
Just a great guy.
Decent dude, ambassador for El Paso. He's the guy that went out to the war as a drawing artist, a portrait artist. He did portraits of the South Pacific, or all the Pacific War. And some of those are too real.
Well, the one that was the most famous was the
2,000-yard stare.
2,000-yard stare of a man in shock. It was. I had seen that many years before I even met the man. So it just when I finally met him, it was like, wow, connecting the
it's
two.
It's bizarre. All right, Robert, anything else on your mind this morning? You got yourself a DVD.
No, sir. Great. I've got a couple of them already, and I enjoy them.
Thanks a lot.
Got another
and
one.
We appreciate you calling up. Robert on two gets himself a DVD. And also, if you didn't win the DVD, but you still want to see that video this weekend, tomorrow night, KRWG, Channel 22, 10:30 p.m., they're going to run old Tom Lee there. So there. All right, we got to get back to the mountains here in a minute. We've got Jim Talbert on hold over here, but he's raring to go. So we're going to come back and find out more about the hikes we have coming up. And if you don't really want to hike too much, or if you really want to hike a lot, go up to that 7,192 elevation. That'll take your day up, won't it, Jim?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, before we go, we have your need. We have need of you, whatever, to pick a Pepe's special today. What's the special?
I'm really looking at the red chili meat enchiladas.
Red chili meat enchiladas is the Oñate special. Pepe, take note.
Pepe listens here. He says he does.
He does? Oh, well, good.
So there, Pepe, you got that. We're coming out to get some of that stuff. And what that means is whatever price it was on the menu, you get it for $6. If you walk in and say that, if you don't walk in and say that, but you order the red chili
meat enchiladas,
and you don't say that, then you'll pay the normal price. Ha! So there. All right. We shall be back in a moment. You can look at us on Facebook. Yes.
Yes, you can. We have lovely pictures of things going on here, and we got people are kind of quiet today. So hopefully you'll check in and say hello.
They're on the phones when we need them. Call
That's
us
right.
up if you like. If you need to.
915-544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented my pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
My pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special, plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-480-1941 and use promo code IHEART. That's 50% off, plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-340-4214. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrated Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-340-4214. 800-340-4214. That's 800-340-4214.
Go to ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history and for podcasts of our weekly radio show and for a list of area stores that carry our DVDs, like El Paso's Waco Tanks, Mexican Revolution sites in El Paso, and Legends of El Paso's Mountains. 18 titles in all, plus links to dozens of TV stories about El Paso area history. Go to ephistory.com for a journey into El Paso's amazing history. EPHistory.com.
Let me ask you a question. How long has it been since you've updated your home or business list of assets or property inventory? In the case of a loss by fire, theft, or natural disaster, the insurance company and police will ask for detailed descriptions and often require pictures as proof of ownership. If you can't remember, you can't recover. Contact Sargent Home and Business Inventory Services. Our process provides detailed documentation of what you own. There is no price tag on peace of mind. Call 915-581-7099.
Now, more of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by ephistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Polk.
Got history on the brain here. We got history lessons for September. The Daughters of the Republic of Texas. There's more than one, I think. El Paso Rio Grande Chapter meeting Friday, September the 8th, 2017 at La Tierra Restaurant. That's at 1731 Montana, 11 a.m. Oh, they like a late breakfast lunch, early
That's
lunch.
That's right.
Whatever. Program is Mount Cristo Rey, presented by the man, Ruben Escandon Jr.
The one and only.
Visitors interested in Texas history are welcome to get involved in that with the DAR Texas people, 584-3858. Now, the Harvey girls, this has nothing to do with the weather. Okay? The Harvey girls.
Oh, not that
has nothing to do with the weather.
Their own
okay,
little, just, they're their own
just
hurricane.
So you know, but the Harvey girls of Texas, El Paso, Texas, meeting Monday, September 11th, at the Union Passenger Station Depot, 2 to 4 p.m., 700 West San Francisco. The program is a timeline of Fred Harvey legacy. It's Fred Harvey, not Hurricane Harvey. Fred Harvey legacy. Press Derkoop is going to do that. Visitors are welcome. Ring this one up if you want to get involved. Oh, there's a website, Harvey Girls El Paso. Weebly.com. You can probably Google that. Or call this number, 591-2326.
Now, if you missed that one, if you go to the Southwest Chapter of the Railway and Locomotive Historical Society, they're meeting September 13th at St. Timothy's Lutheran Church at 11050 Montwood. You can see the same program that's the timeline of the Fred Harvey legacy presented by Presta Coop. And she does a really good job. If you ever get a chance to see her, she is just right on the money with her presentation. And it's a dinner program, and it's only $10. And visitors are welcome. You can call 915 540-9660. Then the El Paso Genealogical Society is going to meet September 14th at All Saints Episcopal Church over there at 3500 McRae. That's off of Montana. And there's at 7 p.m., their program will be using probate records to find family. And again, this is it's open to the public. And their number is 479-1291. And then El Paso Corral of Westerners International, number 26, will be meeting that evening, September 14th, at All Saints Episcopal Church. Oh, excuse me, I'm repeating myself. I apologize. El Paso, I jumped a line there. My glasses are out of whack.
Whatever.
They're meeting Friday, September 15th, at Country Inns and Suites at Sunland Park Drive and I-10. And that's from 6 to 9 p.m. And their programs is Wagons West, 1848, presented by Bernie Sargent.
I heard of him.
That strange guy, yes. And the program and dinner cost is only $20, and it's open to the public, but you must RSVP to 759-9538 by September 11th, or else.
Or else.
I added the or else.
Hey, Jim Talbert's in the house. Jim, can you see this picture on this computer? It's somebody flying one of those powered parachute things.
The lawnmower in the air.
The lawnmower in the air. And that's, the name of the person put on here is a made-up name, I'm pretty sure. Because that picture can't be a human being. But anyway, the little picture of his who he's supposed to be. Something about Wonderkins or something.
Wonderkins.
But this picture is a guy in one of those things, a viewpoint from the seat. The pilot's sitting up there, and there's the mountain way down below.
Wow.
Can you imagine? Have you ever done that?
Well, I paraglided before.
Really?
Yeah.
Have you?
Power paraglide? Is it power paraglide?
I guess that's power. Yeah,
no, I mean,
I've been a paraglider.
But, I mean, did you have a machine with a motor?
No, I didn't have a machine with a motor.
You don't get this high without a motor, dude. I got news for you. You just don't.
Some of those paragliders.
No, actually, paragliders, if you can catch the right winds.
The currents?
You can go up quite high.
Yeah, these are the kind of people, paragliders, ones that get on the cliff and jump. The motorized paragliders start on the ground and go up.
It can be both, yeah.
Well, the nice thing is that, the fact that more people are using drones.
Yeah.
And that's provided us a lot of good video of our mountains and our desert.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can tell this is not a drone. You can see the guy's hand holding on those strings there. But that's on the El Paso History Radio Show page on Facebook if you want to go see that. All right, Jim Talbert, tell us things we need to know about the celebration of the mountains. I find it to be a fabulous idea because nobody else does what we do here in El Paso for this.
Well, it's really a celebration not just of our mountains but of our desert and our wetlands. And even our stars, we began that last year and we'll continue that this year. The best thing to do is go online to www.celeb.org and look at our program for the year, or go by UTEP or some of the bike shops or any of our state parks, and you'll find our little booklet that will be available there, and you can look up some of the programs that we have.
Are you going to put some at Pepe's today?
We're going to put some at Pepe's today and, help remind people about those red chili meat enchiladas.
It's a special on Yate's.
They see that Celebration of Mountain thing. They want to think about those enchiladas. So, yeah, and I think there's just a lot of great things. Every year, Carol Brown does some wonderful hikes, Hit Canyon up there, and also going into Tom Mays. Judy Ackerman always does her beginner's hikes. And then there are a couple of programs I'd really like to kind of highlight, if I could. And at first glance, people might say, well, what does that have to do with the mountains or natural history? But one of the goals of Celebration of Our Mountains is to make sure that, is to help people develop a real sense and value of our natural lands around here and deciding to preserve them. So we've got a couple of events that really aren't mountains so much, but they show how we're trying to do things for conservation and resiliency that, help the natural area as well. You know, one of them, the first one is a tour of the K. Bailey Hutchinson desalination plant and, at the same time, a tour of the Enviro Water Minerals Company, which is a new company that's taking the salt, even the salt, more salt out of the water, being able to sell it and return the water to...
So you got tours of those places.
Yeah, we've got tours of those places. And then another great one coming up will be a trip to the El Paso Electric Solar Facility and the Montana Power Plant.
It's kind of an environmental thing you're doing here.
Yeah, it becomes more of an environmental thing. I can tell you that the CEO of El Paso Electric, Mary Kipp, is very pro doing whatever we can to reduce our carbon footprint, and I value that leadership. So, again, both of those programs, the water program, the electric program, they're perfect for families.
Well, the water place out there, they got stuff for kids to do.
Yeah.
They could play in the exhibits and get wet or not, I think, in some of them.
Yeah.
That's always fun. Yeah. So the Celebration of the Mountains is on now. There's booklets available today. You're going to put some at Pepe's. They're at the state parks to go pick one up. And in the booklet is a guide to all the hikes you're referring to. And who pays for that guide?
Well, we have a number of different sponsors.
Give us a couple of big ones that need to be known.
You know, we have, of course, I mentioned El Paso Water and the electric company, but we have Hunt, CSA, Job, Hyundai of El Paso has been a big sponsor for a number of years. Tropicana Homes became a sponsor this year.
Excellent.
So we've got just a number of people that have stepped forward to help us get this put out.
By the way, you're going to stick around second hour, but we have another guest coming in we're going to focus on, and he is a professor of geology from UTEP, and he's going to give us a geology overlay of El Paso.
Really looking forward
to him. I asked him, I said, can you please do geology 101 in less than an hour? And, of course, it takes him a semester, but we'll see how he does. And also, just explain the dinosaur tracks that are in the area. There's a bunch of them over at Cristo Rey. I'm guessing they're under current place if you dig deep enough. We'll find that out next hour.
All right.
You never know. We've got Bob on the phone. Bob wants to talk. Bob, you're on the radio.
Yes, sir. Well, this is my annual call and celebration of the mountains.
Cool.
First, I want to, you know, Jim's put a lot of work into this. I know he does every year. And I'm not bemeaning him, but the list of sponsors, once again, Stanley Job is up front. And
be nice.
Stanley Job, of course, celebrating the mountains because he destroys them every day of his life. Look what he did, the quarry directly south of McKelligan Canyon. He destroyed the gray slate mountain at Votto. If you used to drive that way, you don't even see that mountain anymore.
Hey, that's what he's gone.
Now he's up in Hit Canyon. But even worse, I found out the other day, he's got a small quarry that started on the west side.
Well,
okay, and it's, you know,
is there a website that
sure he's celebrating? I appreciate celebrating our mountains, but I hope, Jim, there is someday that Stanley Job will not have to be used as a sponsor.
Oh, God. Well, Bob, I appreciate the call.
Thank you, Bob. It's always good to hear from you.
You take her easy. Well, yeah, diplomatically, the way you said that, the way you go, I don't know.
Bob's a great guy.
I know Bob. I mean, Bob was in high school same time I was over at Austin. Yeah. All right, moving on to a break here. We've got to come back in a moment. Jim Tolbert's going to tell us some more things on how to get involved in this. The Celebration of the Mountains is a worthy event because, like I said earlier, nobody's got these kind of mountains, but we do. So let's celebrate them. Why not? And you've branched it out into a few other things. It's getting interesting to see. Melissa, are you ready for... Oh, by the way, on our Facebook page, we've had 3,140 people have been reached with the announcement about today's radio show. That's a pretty healthy crowd of people.
And hopefully they'll spread the word and tell everybody else about the mountains.
And that's just
get
on
out there.
Facebook. So there. Call
Facebook.
Us if you need to.
915-544-5.
Pick a number!
544-5876 or 915-544-KTSM.
Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina serves the old Griggs Mexican food recipes in a new location at 6761 Donovan Drive. Enjoy great New Mexican food with cold beer and the one and only margarita from the Cantina. The managers and cooks from the original Griggs Restaurant serve tacos, combination plates, and sopapillas. Get the best Mexican food in the valley at Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant and Cantina, 6761 Donovan, near Loop 375. Call 877-2152.
This weekend, the Hogs are taking a trip that we call the Alamogordo Las Cruces Loop, and it's full of big, important stuff. First, we head up Highway 54, where we'll pass the world's biggest firecracker. It's big, but not really important unless it goes off. We'll have breakfast in Alamogordo at the Cowboy Steakhouse, where you can see a bunch of hogs make pigs of themselves. After we back away from the feeding trough, we'll head down Highway 70 to Las Cruces. On the way, we'll pass Big Daddy's Flea Market. We would stop and shop, but we have big, important things to do. We're headed for Las Cruces and the world's largest chili pepper. It's 47 feet long, fire engine red, made of 2.5 tons of concrete. It's the reason why Hatch chili peppers have turned green with envy. If you're envious too, you can join in the fun by clicking on BarnettHarley.com or seeing us in person at Barnett Harley Davidson. Because your life, just like your new Harley, should always be a great ride. It doesn't get bigger or more important than that.
At up to 40% off, Dell definitely didn't hold back on their Labor Day sale. Don't miss out on massive deals, including Sony 55-inch HD smart TVs and the latest Dell PCs with Intel Core processors. Get free shipping on everything by visiting Dell.com/Labor Day or call 800-BUY-DELL.
Hurricane Harvey.
Catastrophic.
We had 2 feet of water in the house.
Historic amount of water.
One of the largest disasters America has ever faced.
iHeartMedia is teaming up with the Red Cross to help our friends in Texas.
Driving up the price at the pump.
All of our energy.
Economic output.
A national emergency.
Help now at redcross.org or give $10 by texting Harvey to 90999. Thank you from this iHeartRadio station.
Of the El Paso History Show, brought to you by EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history. Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, 6761 Donovan Drive. Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. Here again, Melissa Sargent and Jackson Pohl.
El Paso Archaeological Society Banquet, an award of distinction on September 16th. The award goes to Prince McKenzie. The featured speaker is Dr. David Dorado Romo. That's at the State Line Restaurant, 1222 Sun and Park Drive. And it's a presentation of the Distinction of Award and the banquet speaker following. And the award of distinction goes to Prince McKenzie. He's very distinguished.
Yes, he is.
He's like a farmer there, outstanding in his field. You know what I mean? But at the banquet, the award of distinction will be presented to him because he's done so much for the society over the years. And it's a biggie, this archaeology.
I'm glad to see he's getting this. I wish we could be there. We had, unfortunately, had something else going on. Guest speaker at that event will be Dr. David Dorado Romo, and his topic will be Duranguito, 190-year history of El Paso's founding settlement and the oldest continually inhabited neighborhood. And for banquet information, the deadline for the banquet registration is September 14th, and you can contact Nina Arias at 915-309-8219 for your reservation. I think it'd be a nice thing to get out there. I just wish we could make it. We were so disappointed.
It's on the 16th.
I know. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. Yes.
No, you said that. I'm just restating it. That's the 16th. But you got to get a hold of them now to get some tickets.
Yeah, by the 14th. And I think it's going to be sold out.
And then E-Pass is going to come in October for Archaeology. All right. Jim Talbert's here for a couple more minutes on this hour. And you're going to be in the second chair like the old Johnny Carson show. Just move down the couch.
He's going to be Ed McMahon?
Well, you want to.
Oh.
Hey.
Does that mean I have to chuckle like that?
Put that mic up there, Sergio. Is he with us now? Testing, 1, 2, 3. All right, what's next on the Celebration of Mountains ideas?
Well, you know, one thing I'd also like to point out is a great lecture that we're having this coming Wednesday at the Garden Center at Memorial Park. And it's by Dr. Paul Heider. He's a biologist, an ecologist, and a science educator. And it's called The What, Why, Where, and Who of the Desert. Oh. And that's just something that would be fascinating, you know, very fascinating. It's good stuff to get the information before going out on some of our events.
Is that the road that when you're on Rio Grande, was it Rio Grande?
Yeah, Rio Grande turns into Grant.
And goes straight into the park.
Straight in the park, and there's a little memorial garden center. Thereby, basically, the intersection of Grant and
the park.
And whatever. The park.
Well,
yeah.
What time is that?
It'll be at 7 o'clock.
On Wednesday night.
On Wednesday night.
All right. What else you got going on? You got about a minute and a half here for this hour?
Well, we've just got a lot of things. But one thing I'd like to point out is if you do go to our website, www.celebmountainsmtns.org, or go to our Facebook page, you're going to discover a lot of things. This year, we've run the schedules for Weiler Aerial Tramway State Park, Franklin Mountain State Park, Waco Tanks State Park, and even the Guadalupe Mountains National Park.
Well, I got to tell you that the mountains are fascinating. You and I grew up about four houses apart from each other, and where we were was on Frankfort Street, just right near Alabama. I used the mountains as my playground. I went up there all the time.
It's my playground, too.
Did you get up there a lot?
You bet.
Because I remember going up there all the time and just looking at stuff. We found some old mine shafts we weren't supposed to know about.
No.
Did you ever find some mine shafts?
Mine shafts?
Ah, see, I know where they are. You still don't know, do you?
You know, well, there are some mine shafts over...
Watch the drumming on the table. It comes through.
Mountain, you know, over by Mountain Park, but... Oh, you're talking about over there on the other side of Scenic Drive.
Uh-uh.
There's some there. Where are you talking about,
I'm not going to tell you.
Well, I guess we're going to have to
I might show you one day, but I'm not going
to I have to share something with you real quick. That picture, that is not a powered. That is a hang glider.
Is it really?
Yes, and he's inviting you to go with him.
Oh, well.
How did he take off? And, you said he followed the thermals or
yes,
whatever.
Yes, he's taking the thermals. And his name is Raj Wunderkinds. So he loved to
Is that a real name?
Yes, no, it's his real name.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I thought he made that
up.
Thank you, because that picture is not his picture. I can guarantee you that.
No, he said that's his picture.
Oh, it is not.
He says he doesn't need no stinking power.
No, I don't mean the picture of the glider. I mean the picture of his face.
Oh, I didn't
see
that.
That's not him. Look at that. Next hour, we're talking dinosaur tracks a little bit, but Geology 101. Jim Talbert, thanks for being here. Stick around. But we're going to Pepe's. Did I tell you about Pepe's?
Yes,
Pepe's.
And Canutillo.
And Canutillo. We'll see you later after the news. Come back on. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Thanks for listening to the El Paso History Show. There's another hour to go, so please stay tuned. This hour is brought to you by Pepe's New Mexican Restaurant, home of the one and only margarita. EPHistory.com for DVDs about El Paso history, Sargent Home and Business Inventories, and by Monterey Asset Management for your real estate investments. We'll be right back after the news, right here on News Radio 690 KTSM El Paso.